radio for liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning. What?
It's Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. here on the West Coast, and we, of course, are streaming live right now, which is something we haven't done in at least 800 episodes. Welcome to episode 355 of our time-bending podcast.
You do the math.
The good stuff? Night show, I suppose. That's what I've been marketing it as, I guess.
Night Shama Show.
It's not. I spelled it N-I-T-E. You think that's okay? Do you think Nick at Night
that's
has...
Like the Nick at Night variation on the word night.
Which I like a lot. I feel like there's something...
In fact, that was the first draft of Batman The Dark Knight. It was spelled N-I-T-E. No.
Okay. No, it wasn't.
And it was actually... The script was really just Christopher Nolan walking down the street. It was a dark night. He merely had an IMAX camera just kind of like following him along.
Mm-hmm.
Just chugging, just... Like Sebulba's pod racer.
Sebulba. Wow. I haven't heard that name in, 10 years.
800 episodes.
Yeah, at least 800 episodes. You know, so night is one of those words that sort of, you can spell it differently, and it sort of has a different meaning, but not really.
I think that's called a homophone.
It's more. It's got like this nostalgic. Pull to it. You know, you think night. It's like late night TV, or it's like a diner where you're eating both bacon and sausage on the same plate.
Yeah.
At least two meats.
We're not going to get into this. On this episode.
Another word that's kind of like that is through, as in drive through. Have you ever seen it written the right way?
Hey, I was just about to say, every drive through that has ever existed has never spelled it T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
That's right.
Because if you put an O-U-G-H in public facing letters, people are going to go,
where am I supposed to pick up my French fries? You tell.
I don't like this. Who is this? Who are you?
If you can see me right now, I feel like I have a cold and I'm holding like a sneeze.
I can't. I'm watching the chat room and they're saying that they can see the reflection of what I see on the screen through my glasses, which is. Which is really fun. It's almost like screen sharing, but you got to zoom in really, really, really far.
Wait. Actually, create the reflection. I want to see myself. I want to see that. No, I'm not seeing it.
For you audio listeners, who amounts to nearly 3,000% of the people tuning in live on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/goodstuff_FM. Kenny was moving his arms and attempting. Yeah, we had facial tracking on him pre-show, and it was barf inducing. So we are not going to do any of that. Hey, we missed a show last week. You want to know why?
Do I?
Do you want to know?
Do
why?
I want to know why?
It's because of America's birthday. Good old.
Oh, wait, hold on. Your name's America?
My name's America, and I'm here to take you to the frite shop. It's the French frite shop.
Really, tell us why.
Really, it was my birthday, and I've changed my name to America. And in a couple months, you'll be able to get me as Budweiser.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I want that.
You don't like Budweiser Roderick? Is that
Bud Rod?
Naming my son Budweiser.
There's another one. Bud Light is totally spelled L-I-T-E.
You're absolutely right.
That's never actually been. I'm literally going to look at my can of Minute Maid Light. Oh, no, it's spelled L-I-G-T-H.
L-I-G-T-H. That's interesting. That sounds like a misspelling that Minute Maid wouldn't have done, but did a small run of misspelled cans. I'm actually drinking Bud Through. So we're doing okay tonight. We're doing just fine. Hey, Kenny, it was actually America's birthday and my birthday. So we weren't here for a show last week, and I was on a road trip. You had a dog. Did you have a good?
I still have the dog.
You still have the dog
around.
The planet was not destroyed. Everything's just fine. How was your vacation? Just tell me. Stop me here.
It wasn't really a vacation for me. It was triple digits for like 9 days straight up here in Northern California, which, you know, is fantastic, I guess.
It's good.
Not really.
It's bad.
There's no, like, it doesn't stop being hot. And I literally have all of the sympathy for anybody who lives in Arizona or New Mexico or Texas, where it just doesn't get cold at night. It doesn't get cold for like 3 or 4 months. Once you get to like the halfway point in June and it's just 90 and above,
mm-hmm,
until like October. That's just, it's outrageous. What am I still doing here?
You sent me a message saying that it was 87. You've set your air conditioner to 87 in your house.
Yeah, like when I leave my apartment, I have to set the air to a reasonable temperature. Otherwise, if I don't have any air flowing through this place and I can't open windows because none of these windows face where the wind goes, it can get upwards of like 92, 93 inside. And so I leave it at a temperature that I can easily, you know, I can ease it down slowly. So 84, 85, maybe when I'm gone during the hottest point of the day, and I come back and I'm like, oh, it's still kind of hot in here, but it's a lot nicer inside. And then you send me a text message saying, oh my gosh, it's so hot and sticky here.
It's
a total of 87.
Mm-hmm. Outside.
I wanted to crush your brain,
mm-hmm,
and sprinkle it,
ooh,
all over the floor.
It feels good.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's a little squishy. It's a great temperature down here. But hey, you pay for what you get, right? I mean, Southern California, for the most part, at least where I am down here. In the L.A. Orange County area, it's lovely. It's really good. But hey, Kenny, I didn't spend my time down here during our little jaunt, our little vacation away from this show.
Really? Where'd you go?
Hey, I went up. I went all the way up to the coastal side of Oregon. Because there's a lot.
It's even colder.
There's a lot of sides of Oregon, really. Four of them. I went to the one that is probably the coldest at this point in time, and saw some water. Saw plenty.
Was that a question?
Was
it water or not?
That, I don't think that'd be a good game. I don't really
drink it. Drink the liquid. Is it water or not?
No, we can't do that. Oh my gosh. I don't like that at all, especially after our conversation last time about that watermelon lemonade jalapeno.
Spicy watermelon.
Yeah. I had a sample of that at Trader Joe's yesterday.
Did you make it home?
I did. I did somehow. It was okay.
Did you spit it out or did you swallow it because you're drinking a sample inside a store in public eye?
Well, no, I did drink it all. But what they needed to do, what they did in this instance, was they mixed it half watermelon juice and half of the actual jalapeno limeade, because it was just way too intense otherwise. And understandably so. However, that is the cocktail of death. So I will not be partaking. But I took a trip up to Oregon. We did not see any fireworks on the 4th. I spent my birthday on the 5th driving for 12 hours.
Oh, boo-hoo.
What else? I had a lot of beer. I brought this bad boy back.
To be expected, I suppose.
It is. There's a really cool yearly festival in Portland where they've got beer. Lots of it.
All right. Enough for you and maybe three other people?
At least enough to potentially feed four full-sized humans.
Oh.
Of legal drinking age, obviously.
Four toddlers.
Mm-hmm. The day I went on Sunday, there were actual toddlers and babies at this event. So not too far off, Kenny.
I got a new water bottle over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Camelback water bottle, liter of water. This is basically an adult sippy cup. Would you say so?
Let me take a look. I'm not looking at you. Adult sippy cup. No, I mean,
I can fit my whole mouth on this.
Can you flip it upside down like a blizzard? And does anything fall out? Not with your mouth on it. Not with your mouth on it. Take that mouth off. Now flip it upside down. Is it going to go all over the desk? Oh, you're right. It is like a sippy cup.
No,
that's
it was empty. A little bit of water to drink.
I hate you.
Sprinkled out there.
I hate you.
But I should put beer inside of this.
Yes.
Or vodka.
Or do you say horchata?
No. Vodka.
Vodka. Gotcha. The Wessel. Kenny, also, boy, am I excited today. Do you know what today is?
I know what today is.
It's Prime. 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 Deals. Deals. Prime. 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 Deals.
How have they not licensed this after 3 years?
There's some licensing deals going on with Amazon and Twitch and some other strange things. I got some.
Amazon owns Twitch, Kyle.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But there are some really strange things going on.
Yes, there are some strange things going on. Today's Prime Day, Kyle. But before we get into that, did you end up grabbing any deals on any Prime deals?
Oh, of course I did.
All right, let's hear it.
I picked up two 23andMe DNA testing kits.
Ah, you got the 2-for-1, basically.
I did not. It's not a 2-for.
It's half off. So it kind of is a 2-for-1.
Yeah, unfortunately, you only are able to submit, what's half of 23? 12 and a half. 12 and a half.
Nope.
11 and a half. 11 and a half chromosomes. My joke, that was okay. Don't ever do math on a podcast.
Nope, don't do it.
What else did I get? We got an air fryer, a Philips air fryer.
What's an air fryer?
You put a
is
little
it like a hair dryer.
It's like a hair dryer.
Like, is it dyslexic hair dryer?
It's a hair fryer. Air actually,
fryer.
It's
air a dry hair fryer.
I don't like Mr. Dyslexia, whatever voice that was. I hate that guy. You're flipping all of the letters back and forth, and it's just a mishmash. Oh my gosh. You're going to make me find it now.
No. Go ahead. Go
no,
ahead
you're gonna and, make me. You're gonna make me find it now.
Ow.
I picked up an air fryer, which is quite literally what it sounds like. It fries with air and a tiny bit of oil. It moves the, it circulates the air around the thing to fry it with very little oil. You aren't actually like dunking it into a thing.
You're not saturating.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to make me some fried goodness stuff.
Chat room is asking, did you get a buy two, get one 50% off deal on those mics? No.
What?
No.
The buy two, get half off?
I'm not sure if that was an actual deal. I looked through, though, every single electronics item they had for sale over on garbage. Prime Day.
It's all garbage.
It was a lot of garbage. Yeah.
Ah. But one. Now let me tell you what I got.
Oh, please.
Are you done telling me what you got?
No, I got a Japanese knife sharpening stone. I also got an iPhone 6 case. Not for me. Without pulling up my other Amazon purchases, I can't really remember what else I got.
Okay.
But there were a few other things that ended up piquing my interest this Prime Day. Surprisingly, not as much as I would have expected, and not as much as I found interesting last year.
Mm. Okay. Well, here's what I got. In fact, you can kind of tell. I got two of the color-changing hue bulbs for this room. They're currently okay. On blue.
All right.
I can change them. Ow, I just slammed it to my desk. And then my wife picked up a Roomba, which was, I think, 30% off.
Okay.
Because she's wanted a Roomba for, like, Toomba years. And then I picked up a new wallet. It's not really a wallet. It's a card holder.
Okay.
Kind of like a quick wallet. A quick wallet.
Does it open quickly or do you get active?
No.
It actually spend your money quickly? What's quick about it?
Do I have the old one? So I had this one.
Okay.
It has four card slots.
I see.
No one else can see this when it's audio only. And there's a big chew mark in it because my dog got into it. And there's also chew marks in a few of my credit cards. So
credit made card? I made
a purchase with the credit card number and then got a new credit card.
Okay. All right. And how are your dog's bowels now at this point after eating nearly everything that ordered.
No eating. There's very, very few items that have been eaten.
Just chewed.
But chewed to a point, I mean, a couple of my backpack straps have been chewed off.
Okay.
Not eaten, but chewed, like, chewed through.
Let me just say this. Those are some sharp teeth. Have you considered potentially getting them nubbed out? A little bit.
I've considered putting, like, you know, in the movie The Mask, when the dog has, like, full-on human teeth. I want to get dentures for my dog that are just human teeth.
So you want to get the really cute. You want to get the mask. Really cute. You want to get the mask. You want to be the mask. You want to be Jim Carrey. You want to be the dog. You want to get the mask. You want to have a green face.
I need to jump off a bridge. Isn't that how we found the mask?
Is it? I haven't watched The Mask in 800 episodes. So
The Mask origin story.
Let's not get into that right now. Anything else?
When is The Mask joining the Avengers? What? No, nothing else.
Nothing else. Okay. Sounds like
nothing else. Nothing else striking my fancy. Don't need an Echo.
Right.
Don't need anything Amazon. I almost purchased one of those 4K 55-inch TV deals that they had. They had a Sony 55-inch 4K HDR TV that was like...
Was that the Amazon-branded one?
No. That one is built like 4 or 5 inches thick. The Sony one is like a regular TV.
Like a regular. Oh, okay. Have you seen my TV?
Yeah, you definitely need a new TV. Yours is plasma. Ugh.
Hey, it's still working. It's just fine.
Like I'm ready to take the next step to 4K. Mm-hmm. Like I want to get I need to get a 4K TV. Mm-hmm. Then I need to get a PS4 Pro. And I want to. I don't need to. That's what held me back. Okay, I think we were just about to segue into the same exact thing.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the not so savory items.
Oh my gosh. Prime Day. Here's what I found while perusing a bit of the Prime Day deals this time. And have you clicked on these links yet?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Gosh darn it. All right.
I wasn't sure.
I wanted to play. Maybe we could play this with the chat room.
I've only clicked on one of them. I've only viewed one of them, the first one.
It's fine. Whatever. We don't have to play this. I only have three in here. But it's basically like kitchen gadget or not. Hint, they're all kitchen gadgets that I did not know actually existed. The first one that I'm clicking on here is something called the Garlic Zoom. It is a garlic chopper shaped like a micro machine where you put the garlic in the top and roll it back and forth and back and forth, and it chops the garlic seemingly with these spinning blades after you've kind of locked it in its spinning chamber of death.
Mm-hmm.
I came upon many, many different kitchen gadgets that I did not know exist. I didn't think that there would be a market for this, let alone people on Prime Day who would spend the money to get these kinds of things. But
I think you underestimate the culinary market, to be honest.
They also have,
because there is literally a tool for every food.
I'm learning that
other tool easier to use.
Yeah. Okay. I'm learning that now. You could just use a knife if you want to, but this does seem like a anti Alton Brown sort of, like, you don't buy a thing that does one thing, like it only functions one certain way for one particular thing. But these are mind bending. So there's also something called the Nut Zoom, which you can make that
That's
the title.
That's the name of our episode.
Go ahead. This one is called the Holster Tomato Huller, and none of them are Huster, but close. It's for both tomatoes and strawberries. But what is very helpful about Amazon's different images that they've got here, I'll put these in the show notes, goodstuff.fm/morningshow/355. You poke the top of the tomato and or strawberry, and then you like squeeze down and it pulls out the little part that is connected to the fleshy fruit ovary. You know?
Here, I'm gonna give our listeners another analogy. You know how in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom poster up here on my wall? When the guy with the headdress, Kalima, like just stabs his fingers into the guy's chest,
uh-huh,
and he just kind of twists a little bit,
mm-hmm,
clenches the heart, mm-hmm, and he rips out the heart. He hauls out the heart,
yes,
of the dude, and the dude's watching and going, whoa, and everyone's like, Kalima, Kalima, and he's squeezing the heart, and then it bursts into flames when the guy lands into the magma. That's what this tool does.
Okay. All right.
It's the Chef and Holster Tomato Huller Kalima.
I don't think that would fit in a product description, but it might. It could potentially.
Those are the instructions. Right. Kalima. Kalima.
It's actually three steps, unfortunately. You have to do both the ka, all three, the ka, the li, and the ma.
the Lee and the Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a spell that you can yell in Skyrim? Have you ever played that game?
No.
I know the most famous one was the Fusroda one, the three syllable.
Fusroda. Oh boy, boy.
Can you like Kali Ma and rip someone's heart out? Oh, that'd be so cool.
Hey, it's a video game. The last one here that I found is called the Fresh Grape Slicer. And
grape slicer?
It's a grape slicer. You put a
holy moly.
You put a single grape into its grubby chili fingers. You squish it down, and it's supposed to slice the grape into these little tiny bits. It's very cute. It was very, very cute.
I think a toddler is holding this, by the way.
No.
Tiny hands.
No. No, that's just a big tool. And also very large grapes.
Well, also well manicured.
They're a hand model.
Ew, ew, ew. No, he's got toe thumbs. Ugh. You know toe thumbs? Like, I have a regular thumb. That's a regular thumb.
It's not regular. No. Hey.
It's regular.
Do not be thumb normative. It is.
Imagine your big toe on your hand.
Ugh. You've never seen my wife's hands, have you?
Do they have your toe on them?
They have both my toes. It's actually on top.
Part of our vows. It's
on the palm part of it, unfortunately. It's sticking out. It's so unfortunate. Oh, goodness. Goodness. Let's go.
Well, yeah.
Get into the news, Kenny.
These are today's headlines.
You don't get any more. No, stop it. Nope.
Well, no, I was going to say, to keep the video game train rolling.
Uh-huh.
Whoop, whoop.
I don't have it.
I don't have a train whistle either.
I'll look for it.
Okay. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is being delayed. The full release of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, the survival shooter that has sold more than 4 million copies while in Steam's early access program, it's being delayed until the fourth quarter of 2017. So holiday, you're going to have all the time in the world to play this game and try to come out on top, I guess. Battlegrounds creator Brendan PlayerUnknown Green posted a short update on Steam this week. He wrote that while he has publicly said that he and his team at Bluehole, they were committed to remaining in early access for no more than 6 months, that window has become too limiting. So they want to get it right. You know, people are reacting very positively to the early access, you know, I wouldn't call it beta even. I would call it alpha.
It's definitely not alpha in terms of game development and what is ready to go. And for the amount of traffic that these servers are getting for this type of stuff, it is not alpha. It's not even beta.
At this point, it's beta.
It's beyond beta.
Really? Gamma?
They've learned. It is definitely. This is gamma testing. Delta testing.
No, we're not in a delta quadrant yet.
Hold on. Alpha is first. Beta is. Which one's third? Who's on third?
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega.
Okay. All right.
I had to learn that in sixth grade, and it still sticks in my brain.
Do you just chant that to yourself while you're trying to fall asleep at night?
Yeah. I have a few things that I chant to myself. One is the Greek alphabet.
Uh-huh.
Another one is al, 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 al. And
it's a small world after all.
That's not one that I do. Because you know what would happen? If I went on the small world ride while I was at Disneyland, I would fall asleep instantly if that was the song I used.
It's a small... The chat room was asking if we could sing, and...
I guess that's the only song we know.
That's all we know, unfortunately. And this is the song that never ends. It's really unfortunate. I have been playing this game, Kenny. Did you know that?
Oh yeah, I did.
It's a real funny. It's a funny game and also a fun game and also a game. All three of them.
Do you think that they're gonna develop not just for PC but try to do a console port? That may be their intention.
They have already announced that it is coming to the Xbox.
because Xbox and PC are trying to become one.
They are very close to trying to
environment.
Be one. Yeah, it's weird. It's a little strange. I have loaded up the Xbox interface on my PC. It's weird. And that's all I'll say about that. It's fine. It's good.
You are Microsoft traitoring over.
Am I?
Yeah, you bought a Windows PC.
Uh-huh.
You were gifted an Xbox One.
Mm.
And I'm over here
crying
on the absolute opposite side.
Yep.
I've got my clean Mac OS. I've got my clean PlayStation 4. No problem.
Why is
and
it
you've
clean?
Got dirty Why? Microsoft nonsense.
Why is Microsoft dirty?
Because it's so convoluted with...
Because it's so soft.
Like, you can't, Kyle, you can't trust any like Microsoft first party anything.
Okay.
Microsoft has terrible development of their own property.
Okay. All right.
Good argument. Good argument, Kyle.
But you also got the you got the Nintendo Switch.
I have the Nintendo Switch.
That dirty merely, Nintendo Switch.
Merely as a Zelda machine and a Mario Kart machine. That thing won't get any other play until the new Mario game comes out.
Okay.
I'm not going to touch any other game until, what is it, October? October when the other game comes out. And then it's Mario for like 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Straight.
What about the 64? You got that dirty, dirty 64.
Oh, I do have a dirty 64. You're right.
It's quite literally dirty.
Grimy and old.
Mm-hmm.
And I played Ocarina of Time on it a year and a half ago, and I beat it for the first time at age 26. I did it. I finally did it.
The game is 26?
No, I was 26.
Ah, got it.
Moving on. Next headline. Spotify is testing a, quote, driving mode for fewer distractions. I had no idea that Spotify was causing so many distractions. It's just music.
You should know firsthand that the entire Spotify interface on both the app and on the actual CarPlay device that you have used, it can be quite distracting.
The Spotify CarPlay app has been getting super, super good over the last, say, 4 months.
Okay.
They have definitely figured out problems that it was probably a lot of bugs because it used to be really slow and really janky and not correct at all. And now it's really reliable. Anyway, so let's read this article. Spotify seems to be testing a new driving mode feature that will encourage you to keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel while streaming your favorite tracks in the car. Great opening sentence to this article. The feature feels similar to Apple's new Do Not Disturb While Driving in the upcoming release of iOS 11, only it's tailored to Spotify this time. The new driving mode seems to provide larger buttons, verbal song announcements, gross, and as yet inactive voice control. So are they? So what they want to do is integrate, I guess, Siri or is there a name for the Google voice?
Just Google.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna say the prompt. For either the Apple nor the Google service.
Okay.
But I imagine that's Spotify's intention is to kind of like roll in the voice control into like natively into the app so that you can have it for your driving pleasure.
Yeah. Do you want to, I loaded it up here. Do you want to hear what the voice announcements actually sound like, Kenny?
Let's hear it.
Pausing.
So that's actually when
is that when you're slowing down?
Yeah, yeah, and it'll kind of like Doppler it when you are slowing
left
down,
right?
And as you start to accelerate again, it
pausing.
It'll
you know what?
Go back and unpause it for you.
Here's an actual thing, an actual anecdote. I have CarPlay in my car, and when I'm sending text messages, Siri will play through all of my speakers when it's asking me what I want to say in the message. Sorry if I activated anybody. But it will ask me, you know, what do you want to say to Kyle? Or what do you want to, you know, put in the message? And I'll say it, and then it'll say, are you? And then it'll repeat it back to me. And I'll not listen because I know I said it right the first time. And then it'll say, do you want to send it? And I'll say, yes. And when it basically answers in the affirmative and it goes, sending, it'll go from my left channel to my right channel. Like it's sending it out of the car. Yeah, it kind of does that. It goes, okay, sending, or something like that.
Well, you also have the British voice on it. You have the British voice. Gosh, goodness gracious.
If I don't have the British voice, it mispronounces my wife's name. So I'm not gonna change it back because it's too funny now.
Okay. The issue that I have is not Spotify related, but when I do activate the Google Assistant when I'm in the car, it will use a very, very distorted Bluetooth signal, almost like you're on a regular telephone call instead of the high bit rate, whatever it's using to send actual music or podcasts or things like that. It
bumps it down to like 8 kilobytes.
It's awful. It is very, very, very bad. But that's their little Android Auto thing. So, Hey, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all.
Guess not.
Kenny, it's also time for me to tell you about a couple of national months, because it's the first episode here in July.
Wow.
I know.
What is July? What is July?
It's a month. Well, it's a month. And it happens in most places, actually. It's National Baked Bean Month.
I haven't had baked beans in 5 years.
Really? In most cases, for me at least, the beans themselves aren't baked. They are canned, and they are then microwaved.
Then they're baked before they go in the can.
They could have been baked before, maybe. Or I have no.
How else are you going to eat it straight out of the can? How are you going to eat it, Dennis the Menace style, Kyle?
I have no verification. There are no pics.
Do you remember that movie?
Of course I do. There are no pics.
Do you remember how gross Doc Brown is in that movie?
It's great.
How absolutely disgusting it is when he has to eat like the gallon of beans.
He's the best character in that entire movie. He is the best character in that entire movie. It is a great movie. Kenny, it's also National Culinary Arts Month. Go get yourself some single-use, highly specific culinary items over at the Prime Day store today.
It's almost over. You got 3 hours.
But if you need to make some art, go do it. Kenny, it's also National Hot Dog Month.
Although I think that the entire country has eaten enough hot dogs to cover the rest of the month. Like, you don't have to eat any more hot dogs for the rest of the month. Oh, Joey Chestnut ate 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Jesse Chonut, I think, is who you're thinking of.
That's right, Jesse Chonut.
Yeah.
I feel like I tweeted about that episode recently. Oh, Joey, I can't remember. Kyle, I can't Kyle, remember. What?
Did you see him eat it, though? Did you see him eat the hot dogs?
Of course. I am not going to watch Jesse Chonut horking down a
grubby chili fingers. Yeah.
Both a burrito and a dog. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's vomit. It is vomit inducing.
Do 72 hot dogs weigh? I want to know how much.
I almost thought you were going to say 100. Like you stuttered on, and either it was
holy cow,
or it was going to be 100. And I was not ready for that.
All right, let's find out. Let's get some stats here.
You want some caloric intake?
Yeah, let's see. Okay, here we go. Joey Chestnut wins, eats 72 hot dogs and buns, which is, there we go. I had to load the tweet. 20,160 calories. Oh my gosh. 1,300 grams of fat. Kyle, that's 1.3 kilograms of fat.
Bring on the fat.
Yeehaw! 2,160 milligrams of cholesterol, 56,000 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah, that's bad. That's
720 grams of protein.
You know, I would expect the protein to be higher. Those are some low protein dogs.
What is this happening? Okay, hold on. I got to send you this link. So, I'll put it here in Discord. An autoplay video was playing music. I thought you had started the music. It's some good music.
Oh yeah, you want me to? Are you trying to tell me to play it? Is that what you're?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Play this music.
Okay, in the background, Twitch. This is us looking at the web, and
we didn't know it was going to autoplay.
It's us talking about the actual video that CBS Sports put together.
Not home.
And this is there's a commercial. Am I supposed to watch the commercial, or am I supposed to?
I didn't hear a commercial.
Okay. You somehow have commercials blocked potentially. It's for Spectrum. So did you have a hot dog on the 4th?
No.
No.
What did I do on the 4th?
I don't.
I had corn on the cob.
Okay. All right.
Wait.
Now this gonna, I can get
kick in right here. I mean,
you like that?
That was like like the frigate from Goldeneye.
It was a little bit. A little bit. It was good. It was really good. Hey, Kenny, it's also National Ice Cream Month. I love some good ice cream. Also, National Picnic Month. If you can be outside,
if you don't melt first,
and it's of course National Pickle Month.
Okay, get out of here with your pickles. Hey, pickles are disgusting.
Are you what?
Pickles are gross.
What? Boop 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 doop boop ba doo doo ba da 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 da.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Kyle, I don't want to put a tangy, sour, crunchy something in my mouth. That's disgusting. It's like a carrot, and then it's somebody's sweat just dripped all over someone's carrot.
What? Why would you associate the lovely vinegary taste and quite sour potentially of a cucumber or carrot in this instance? Why would you associate that with sweat? First of all, what sweat have you tasted that is pickle like? Which I need to know that. It's not pickle sweat. It's
show title.
Go ahead.
It's not pickle sweat.
It's Listen, you want me to go? I can go over to my kitchen right now. I can go over to my refrigerator. I am making pickles right now.
You're making pickles?
I am making pickles right now.
I'm going to set your apartment on fire.
Please don't. I love pickles.
No. Whenever I get a Polish dog or a sandwich and they put the pickle on the side, I'm like, get it off. I throw it away immediately.
I think, you know what? No, we're going to, the chat room says, I don't trust a man that doesn't like pickles. And listen, I'm with you. I'm with you, chat room. That is absolutely the way I feel.
All right. Now So you like the fresh full on dill pickle straight out of the jar. You just stick your grubby chili fingers right into the juice and you pull out that sweet, sweet sour pickle and you just take a
Stop. Is it
and
sweet?
It snaps.
Is it sweet or sour? You said sweet.
It doesn't matter.
Two sweets, one sour.
It's a sweet and sour dipped. But do you like pickle coins on your hamburger?
I should show you what I'm pickling right now.
Oh my gosh. Did you go to like McDonald's and order a side of pickles and then pickle it again?
I got pickle coins going in my fridge right now. God. I got pickle coins. But see, no, the thing is with my pickle coins, they are hot mustard Japanese flavored. So we've got a like sugary, salty, hot mustard soy sauce thing going on. Technically,
that's
a pickle.
Not like, technically, yes, but that's not like an all-American National Pickle Month kind of pickle.
Did I say?
You're really stretching the pickle definition here.
Did I say anything about All-American Pickle Day? I, of course,
it's National Pickle Month, Kyle. Where are we? Okay. America. Okay. You should know birthday.
You're right. Okay. You're right. I get it.
We're getting really riled up.
I get it. That. Yeah, man. I don't think we've had a more passionate conversation about anything else in our lives other than pickles. So there's that. And of course, those are all of the national months. Kenny, I'm ready to move on to boom.
Sound?
Boom.
Yeah. I got it. The thing is though, I could show this into the live stream right now, but what I've done is I've broken this up into each is its own sound, so I can wait as long as I want.
Yeah, we figured that out the first time that we played this.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Up, down, funky up. Up, down, funky up. Up, down, funky up. Up, down, funky up. I said up, down, funky up. Up, down, funky up. Up, down, funky up. Up, down, funky up.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, it's...
Wait, hold on. Before we get into up, down,
gosh. Up, down, vote. Here you go, right?
This is what voice is that? At the very top. Is that Yoda?
Yeah.
It sounds like Yoda.
Yes, it's Yoda. He's getting excited. It's when he falls backwards into the Sarlacc pit. And
what?
And screams. That's the part, right? That's the... Am I thinking of the right... Am I thinking of the right movie?
What?
It's Yoda.
Get out of here.
Hey, Kenny. It's time for us to play a round of upvote, downvote. I've got one for you here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Gosh. Top ramen Pringles. Kenny.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
Pringles' first ever soup-inspired flavor, Top Ramen, will curb salty cravings starting this July with new chicken-flavored crisp. It's been in development since last winter. They've been working real, real hard. This is beyond gamma development. This is fully into my mouth right now.
I don't know how. Why would it take so long? All you have to do is open a can of regular Pringles. Dump the chicken flavor powder into the can of Pringles.
Give it a shake.
Shake it up, and you've got it. Done.
I think it'd be too salty, don't you? I mean, it's a really good idea, but Kurt Simon, Senior Director of Marketing for Pringles, says Pringles flavorologists dig deep to find flavor trends and keep a pulse on new, exciting flavors people will love.
Well, I'm not sure that this is a new flavor that people will love, because this flavor was kind of played out when I was in elementary school.
It's well known as a college staple for those who are receiving financial aid, you know, from the school or from I don't know. What else do you get financial aid from? A bank, from a parent, from a
I can't eat Top Ramen or cup noodles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Cup noodles, not cup of noodles. Cup noodles.
Cup of noodle.
I'm not allowed to have those anymore. I've been banned from picking up those like 40 packs from Costco for $3.
Well, Kenny, Kurt says from there, these flavorologists identified the right flavor profiles to ensure each flavor tastes exactly like its inspiration, the Nissin Top Ramen Chicken Flavor. Coming at you.
Sounds like a good Food Friday item to test.
Oh my gosh. We have tried the hot dog Pringles, which were very, very good. I did thoroughly enjoy those.
Wait, I didn't get the hot dog ones. You got the hot dog ones. I got a different flavor.
You got the hamburgers. You like hot dogs and
that's
hamburgers.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
We also tried... Did you... I think we tried the pizza lollipops for Food Friday once.
Yeah.
I could go for a Top Ramen lollipop. That sounds like, you know, like a really good time.
I saw something at the store the other day. Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts.
Hmm. You can't see my face right now.
I can see it.
That's sour. Aren't Jolly Ranchers sour?
I almost picked them up merely to try them on a morning breakfast test.
Make sure you keep the receipt so that we can claim that on our taxes, please.
Could we call it a breakfast? Breakfast test? Breakfast?
Yeah! I guess we can. What do you think? Upvote, downvote?
Upvote. I want to eat this.
All right, Kenny. Häagen-Dazs has another new flavor. Here we go. Spirits. They call it the Spirits Collection. And it's a new line of alcohol-infused ice creams.
Oh, my gosh.
There are 5 delectable flavors available, from vodka key lime pie to rum ginger cookie. You could
let's see these flavors.
You could be enjoying one right now. And of course, Kenny, they are only available for purchase at Walmart locations throughout Canada.
Ah!
So no food.
All right, Chris.
No Food Friday for us, but
this is on you, Chris. You have to be the voice of the Good Stuff Morning Show taste test breakfast.
We might have to conference him in. I think the morning is really bad time for this kind of thing. But we could try.
What is that?
It's my it's a thing.
What is that?
It's a thing that I'm
Are you squishing an elephant?
It's hold on. The Heil boom arm I'm using that has a little like tightening thing for the bottom of the desk.
Boom arm.
That was really bad, by the way. That's not okay. It has this small little device that you can use to tighten it tighter or loosen
rather it. Rather than tighten it looser.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Absolutely. I'm glad you get it. I'm really glad you get it.
Let's go through these flavors.
But that's what That's what I'm moving
before
back
you get
and forth.
Sidetracked here. Okay, we got Irish cream coffee and biscotti.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do that one. That sounds pretty good. Rum ginger cookie. You had mentioned that one. That sounds also pretty good. My mother-in-law makes rum Heath bar and rum ice cream. She makes it, and it's really good.
Okay,
but she doesn't drink a lot or at all, and so she doesn't know when she's put enough rum in, and so she'll just keep adding rum until it tastes like rum.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get drunk off ice.
Got it. Yeah.
Vodka key lime pie. Yuck. That sounds awful.
It sounds really good.
Whiskey chocolate truffle.
Mm.
That's the one I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a whiskey guy. I'm a rye guy.
I'm a chocolate truffle guy.
Ooh. Rum vanilla caramel blondie. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in on this. 4 out of 5 of these flavors, I'll totally do it.
All right, Chris, get ready to go to the store and put it on our dime and get yourself a couple of pints of liquor, which sounds highly dangerous, but you should do it.
Upvote.
All right, Kenny, and I've got another one for you here. Okay. This is the world's. Let's get serious. We need that music off. This is the world's first automatic toothbrush that brushes teeth in 10 seconds.
Is this the Michael Scott toothbrush?
I don't know anything about.
There's an episode of that. Let me divulge.
Okay.
There's an episode of The Office where Michael Scott burns his foot on a George Foreman grill. This is season 2, and he comes in and he's on crutches and he has bubble wrap around it. And then he brings in the owner of the building who's in a wheelchair. And Michael Scott is trying to claim a disability because he burned his foot on a George Foreman grill. And he asks the owner of the building, he says, "Oh, how have you dealt with your disability?" And the guy says, I brush my teeth like everybody else, you know, and Michael Scott goes, "Oh, wow, it must be really hard for you." He goes, "No, I brush my teeth, you know, 30 seconds. And he goes, wow, takes me a third of the time. 10 seconds. Thank you. Thank you for indulging my office fandom there.
Forget I said anything.
I will.
All right.
I absolutely will.
You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I would never do that. Kenny, this, of course.
I gotta brush him out.
Let's see how this, in reality, let's get you back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh.
The humanity.
This, of course, this world's first automatic toothbrush that brushes your teeth in 10 seconds is accomplished thanks to a flexible mouthpiece. 3 years in the making, they say, that vibrates every tooth clean just by pressing a button. The toothbrush, it boasts built-in micro channels that apply toothpaste to your teeth from these micro channels, and the mouthpiece itself is then made from antibacterial silicone that kills 99.99% of all bacteria. Percent, of course. 99.99% of all bacteria.
Okay.
You slap that thing. Are you watching the video right now?
I'm not watching the video. Okay. I'm merely at the opening here of this Kickstarter.
Do you hear Greg? Do you hear Greg ukulele, and is he serenading you to send your money to these people so you can put their big silicone thing in their in your mouth?
I have a few things to say here. Number one,
gasp.
It's over $1 million backed.
Are you kidding me?
But it only has 8,200 backers, which means that you have to spend £79 or more. Or no, 79 euros or more, which I think is...
And that's a limited quantity. So right now, it looks like there's some strange discrepancy between the number of backers and the number of things that are left. Oh, no, that's the opposite. Okay, no, I get it. Never mind.
All right, anyway, I get it. The other thing that I have a problem with here is it's called, the name of the product is Emma Brush.
I'm a brush my teeth
for 10 seconds.
Yeah. I like it. Listen, I...
No.
If I could...
Don't call it Emma Brush and not have people say, I'm a brush, you're a brush, we're all brush, I'm a brush.
So that's their theme song. Is that the song that plays... It's a 10-second song that plays while you brush your teeth.
They should just have a 10-second Kickstarter video of somebody using this.
It's like a bumper.
And then go, that's it.
It's like a stinger. Like, it's like,
who added the laser?
It's basically that, but 10 seconds long, that plays every time you brush your teeth. It's a soundboard for your teeth. But it also gets it clean. I like it. I really like it.
I'm watching the video right now.
It's big. Is it not?
It's like a mouth guard pacifier that you're putting in your mouth.
Except
it shakes all of your very sensitive teeth.
I don't know how sensitive they are. I mean, it might be okay. A single charge, apparently, is supposed to last you 28 sessions. So that's a month. In your mouth.
You should be brushing your teeth twice a day.
Should you? Not with this, Kenny.
You can brush your teeth any time of the day.
You could get away with brushing your teeth once a month with Emma Brush. It kills your teeth.
Emma Brush once a month.
I'm a brush with your brush. I'm a brush with your Emma Brush.
I'm gonna downvote this.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. It's like too good to be true kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, someone's gonna stick this in their mouth and they're gonna lose teeth.
No, it's soft.
Yes.
Soft and silicone-y.
Nope. Someone's gonna bite too hard. They're either gonna damage the mouth guard and then it's gonna go like, and it's gonna like shake too hard. And then the motor is gonna like throw it into their esophagus, and they'll brush their, you know, esophageal lining.
Uh huh. I love that. I love that idea. I really do.
Or somebody's going to be allergic to whatever the toothpaste is that comes out of the micro whatever's.
Now here's a better idea. And Amabrush, if you're listening, this is I think the ideal scenario. It happens in an instant. You put the regular Amabrush in your mouth. Are you laughing? What are you doing? Are you laughing are you laughing at my ideas?
I'm not laughing at your ideas. I just had the idea of it's like it'll blow Amabrush out of the water. It's called the brush grenade. And it's like a tiny little capsule, and you just bite down on it, and it explodes in your mouth.
Oh, that's a really
of like foam of toothpaste.
I'm watching the number of pledges, the money amount here, go up significantly as this episode progresses.
Literally climb.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do is I'd like on the end of where you see that where that woman is pressing the button to get the Amabrush started.
Yeah.
I'd like a hose attachment potentially to be put on the end of that. It's threaded. It is threaded so that I can attach a potential garden hose into my Amabrush, brush my teeth, vibrate, and then wash. Because what it's missing is the washing part. And that's going to take...
You just have a garden hose coming in through your bathroom window and you're like, oh, got to hook up.
That's what I'm thinking.
Who's ready for the fire hose?
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? You can downvote it all you want. I'm gonna vote this.
All right.
And Kenny, last one here, of course. Are you clumsy?
Yes.
Maybe you need an extra thumb.
Wait, didn't we just cover this?
Did we? Have we talked about this before?
Didn't we just talk about somebody's thumb coming out of the palm of their hand?
That is true. Danny Claude, a UK-based designer, was inspired by opposable thumb or opposable digits, I guess, just in general, and she decided to create her own. Look at this 3D printed remote-controlled third thumb that is worn on the outside edge of your hand, and tell me that you haven't already thrown up.
Not going to throw up more. I would be afraid of attaching any like artificial limb to an already functioning limb. Because I feel like it would be like the rogue digit and want to, like if I had to scratch my eye, the rogue digit would then like shoot up my nostril and like try to pick my brain.
I doubt it is not itself.
It would have a mind of its own.
You think it's sentient? The digit itself would crawl around your room while you're not using it. And you'd have to go grab it and pick it up and tell it, no, get back on my hand. Here are some uses, though, that apparently they'd like you to try with this second opposable thumb that you will attach to your regular hand.
Honestly, I'm watching like the test subjects put it onto their hand and just do this. They're just going, oh, they're just like staring at their hand, waiting for this thing to come alive and gouge out their eyeball.
There's a guy playing the guitar.
Cheater. It's pumpkin not eater.
No.
You could probably pick up a pumpkin easier with this thing.
You probably could.
Just like palm a pumpkin with the sixth digit and what, slam it into your face, you pumpkin eater.
What do you think about people like professional basketball players? Like there's the NBA and then there's the TTBA. Two thumbs. No, it would be four thumbs. FTBA. Four Thumbs Basketball Association. And
4BA.
Okay. But what you're able to do is no dribbling. It's just all grabbing with your meaty paws, your multiple opposable digits on your hand.
How does that help you?
I don't know. It's a game. It's a fun game. All the kids are doing it.
What would be the best use for having another thumb? Like what thing can't I pick up with just five? I need a sixth finger to come around the other side and pick up.
Stripping the leaves off of bamboo.
You could count to 12.
You could. Okay. All right. So base 12.
I mean, that's, you could basically have two or four thumb ASL and speak some crazy languages.
Okay. All right. So our entire, we would all move to base 12 mathematics. Our language would intensify. It would be so complex because mm-hmm. you would have that extra finger. I don't know how it's controlled. It's remotely.
You couldn't call it a high five anymore. You'd have to call it a high six.
A high six. Wow.
Or you could strap it onto your feet, and you couldn't do hang 10 anymore. You'd have to hang 12.
You would have to. Yeah. Yeah. But the finger is the same size. It's just on your foot. It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to upvote this one.
All right.
Merely for the cultural explosion that it could cause.
Of doing a high six.
I mean, that is some high society.
Hey, listen.
Development right there.
Chat room coming in here. How would you flip somebody off? Because which one's the middle finger? If you've got three on both sides. Right?
No.
Right.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I don't know. My brain has exploded. Wow.
I wonder if a punch would hurt more.
No, because the force would be dispersed amongst six fingers rather than five.
Let me tell you, Kyle.
Mm.
It would hurt all the same. Because someone doesn't punch with their fingers, they punch with their knuckles.
How many knuckles would you have? You still have
right
the,
here.
You'd have the
right,
same.
I gotta show
you'd
it on
have
the camera.
Same number of right, knuckles. All
right. Yep. Right there. Can you see the perma bruise? Grow up with Kyle.
Listen, I saw you. I saw you complaining about that in our chat room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you'd like to, you can go to Good Stuff. I'm going to use your bruises as self promotion. You can go over to Good Stuff. That sounds really bad. .fm/highcontrast and listen to episode 4 about video games. That's right. You put the four. You how many fingers? Hold on. That looked like five. That was yep. There you go. you can go listen to Chris and I talk about video games. And do you have any memory of the Virtual Boy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every time we went to Walmart, we'd want to stick our face into the nasty, nasty, grimy Virtual Boy that yep. every other child in the town had already been putting their pink eye infested face into. Mm. And we thought, no, let's try it. And I never did. I never played a functioning Virtual Boy.
Was it because I was playing?
I'm sure it was.
Wow. Hey, if you'd like to hear about more ways that I ruined Kenny's childhood, you can go to goodstuff.fm/highcontrast and catch some more episodes.
Yeah, the other thing that you said in that episode that
I
really
did
struck a nerve was the
okay,
yeah. Chris had mentioned. Oh, I guess Kenny got all the hand-me-downs. He went, yep. Like, no, whatever. Whatever sucks yeah. to be him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Chris, it was awful. Hand-me-downs
I still
for
give
like him, 18 I, years.
I still give them to you. Still.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I get so excited to buy
that
new things.
That shirt.
This is my shirt.
That shirt you're wearing shirt. Right now
no.
is my shirt.
No, it's not.
The shirt on your back is my shirt, and I've given it to you. That was actually nope. I was 10 years old. You're still wearing it. So please go. Would you go check out that show, please? I would appreciate it. That would be nice. And if you have topic suggestions, if you have something that you'd like Chris and I to talk about, you can go tell us over there. That's it. That's all. That is all the plugging I will do. You can also, if you'd like to, we would we would really like this. Go over to Apple Podcasts. They've got a way for you to tell a podcast what you think of it. Now, we've got our chat room, and I don't think our chat room has really said, I hate you or I love you yet. But I'm waiting. I'm waiting for both sides of this. You can go leave that later if you'd like over at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star review will put you with 246 other folks.
Wow.
Now, Chris says he both loves us and hates us, which is understandable, I think. So that's it. In the video, Kenny's gone, so I'm of course having to play us out here on my own. Go join 246 other 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. We would appreciate it. You can also support the goodstuff.fm podcasting network by going to goodstuff.fm/support and checking out some of the stuff that we like. There are some Patreon campaigns for shows that exist on the network right now. Hello, Dougie. Hello, Dougie.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, puppy. Hello.
She chewed up so much stuff in the other room. It's so much. It's so dirty out there. And I'm sure that she has eaten 2 full Garfield books that were on the ground. I just found out.
Would you do me a favor, Dougie? Would you please go rate us on Apple Podcasts? Or if you don't have, as the chat room is mentioning, have anything Apple, which is great. You can follow us on Twitter, which is cross-platform. Morning Show AM. You can follow us there if you'd like. You can also follow Good Stuff FM. What else, Kenny? What else? Go check out some of the other great shows. Goodstuff.fm/shows. What else? I mean, that's kind of it. What are we going to be back next week, normal time, or should we? You want to try this nighttime thing again? I feel like we've had more people in the chat room in the nighttime than we have ever had in the morning, which is understandable. It's 7 a.m. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to tune in that early.
I don't know. We can't really call it morning show and not record in the morning, can we?
I think we just need a new podcast. We need the good stuff night show podcast.
All right.
It's coming to you soon.
Maybe.
Dougie. It's very cute. All right. We'll see you back here again next week, people. Until then, we love you and goodbye.
Bye.